This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's mountain towns were among the first and hardest hit by coronavirus, and ski areas were among the first businesses that had to close. That's adding up to big financial losses in the high country. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland says employers and workers are taking a financial hit.
Loveland Ski Area had 500 employees at the beginning of March. They were down to 80 as of last week.
CPR Sarah Mulholland. Loveland Ski Area is normally one of the top three employers in Clear Creek County. The city auditorium in downtown Colorado Springs will serve as an isolation shelter for people experiencing homelessness who come down with COVID-19. The space will be able to house between 70 and 100 people. It will require medical referrals from local hospitals to be admitted. Officials say the converted shelter came together with the help of more than a dozen area organizations and a $63,000 grant from the Pikes Peak Community Foundation. A top judge in El Paso and Teller counties has canceled jury duty through the third week of April to reduce the risk of coronavirus. The Gazette reports the delays raise questions over defendants' rights to a speedy trial. Felony trials can be postponed under what are considered exceptional circumstances, but there are no provisions for postponing misdemeanor cases. COVID-19 has reached the Weld County Jail. The Greeley Tribune reports an inmate and four staffers at the jail have tested positive. Even more staffers had symptoms but have not been tested and are in isolation at home. The inmate has been in jail since 2018, so officials aren't sure where he got the virus, possibly from another inmate or an employee. This is CPR News.